Welcome, friends from throughout the nation, around the world, and possibly even throughout the galaxy. You're listening to Dad's Bedtime Stories, the podcast where I get listener suggestions, turn them into stories, and then read them in a way that hopefully puts you to sleep. Today we're going to do a podcast suggestion that comes from the Apple Reviews section. A big thank you to anyone who's ever left a review there, because it goes a long way into other people finding the podcast, especially five-star reviews. The last reviewer I have here, which seems to be from someone named Jackson, who's 10 years old and from Kentucky, suggested a dog and cat planet. I think that's an excellent idea. If you want to suggest an episode, you can leave me a voicemail on SpeakPipe. The links are below. There's also a Google form, or if you want to, you can write me a five-star review and put it in there. That always works. I don't always see them, but it's always helpful either way. Time to close your eyes, get as comfy as you can in your bed, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself waking up on spaceship. You get up and look around. You see that you're traveling through space at amazing speed, because the stars out the windows look like little streaks flying by. You enter the main part of the spaceship. As you usually do, you say good morning to spaceship himself. Good morning, spaceship. Good morning again, spaceship says. What would you like to do today? I don't really know. Maybe we could go to a planet with really cool... Alert, 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 spaceship says, interrupting you mid-thought. What is it? I am detecting a energy signal from Rex. From Rex? Oh no, not another one of those Rex clones. Now, for those of you who don't know, Rex, who's kind of an evolved dinosaur scientist bent on global warming, well, he created some clones and sent them throughout the universe just to bother you. Even though you and Rex are friends now, you can't say the same for the clones. We better go stop them, you respond. You jump in the pilot seat of the spaceship. Spaceship changes course, veering slightly to the left. Before too long, you arrive in front of a beautiful blue, white, and green planet that looks a lot like Earth. You grab a hold of the controls and you manually fly the spaceship down through the atmosphere and below the clouds. Approaching energy signal now. We better activate invisibility mode, you say. Spaceship suddenly glimmers around you. You can tell that it's become entirely invisible. Now, cloaked from Rex's sensors and his eyes, you slowly approach the energy signal. When you arrive, you see hundreds and hundreds of T-Rex-shaped ships flying high above the planet. You fly down closer to the surface. This planet seems to be some sort of dog and cat planet. The whole thing are just fields of grass and trees, little dugouts and caves for the dogs and cats to live in, but it doesn't seem like they're particularly evolved or anything like that. You get down even closer to the surface, and you observe some of the cats and dogs themselves. They look just like, well, Earth cats and dogs, only their eyes are just a little bit bigger, and they look a little bit cuter, too. Weird. You watch as the cats and dogs begin to run away from little flying robots that have been sent down from Rex's ship. Each little robot looks like the flying head of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It has tiny little arms that stick out the sides, and tiny little legs. Each of the robots seems to be catching as many dogs and cats as it can, using little nets. What would he want with these dogs and cats anyways, you ask? Unknown, Spaceship responds. However, I believe this Rex force has grown too large to compete with directly. You're probably right. You look around at the hundreds and hundreds of robotic spaceships floating above the Earth's surface, or the world's surface, I should say. How could you and your little magic spaceship take all of these ships on? No, you'll have to be careful instead. All right, here's the plan, you say. We're going to capture and rescue as many of those puppies as we can, and then we're going to take them somewhere where they'll be safe forever. Changer, spaceship, we're going to need to work together on this one. Understood. How can I help? Spaceship asks. I want you to send out a whole bunch of spy drones, you command. They should kind of get an idea of where the dogs and cats are being captured. Once we have that information, we can figure out what else we need to do. Understood, Spaceship says. Spaceship sends hundreds of little robot drones out of the side of the spaceship. Each one cloaks itself in invisibility as well, as it begins to fly around the dog and cat planet, and figure out what this Rex clone plans to do with all these cats, dogs, puppies, and kittens. Displaying information now, Spaceship says. Up on the view screen, the main screen splits into a whole bunch of little screens, almost like a security monitor system. Each little screen has a video from one of the little drones. My drones have located two main ships where the puppies and kittens are being kept. They are here and here, Spaceship says as the view screen transforms into a large diagram of the surrounding area, with two little glowing pinpricks on the screen. Okay, well, I think what we're gonna do is shrink down really small and sneak into each of those areas. Spaceship, your job's gonna be to deactivate the cameras. Put them on some sort of loop so it looks like the kittens and puppies are still there to Rex. Understood, Spaceship says. Once Rex can't see what we're doing, we'll shrink down all of the animals as well, and then sneak them onto the spaceship and get out of there. Changer, your job's gonna be to communicate with the animals. Keep them calm, keep them orderly, and let them know we're taking them to a better place. Got it? Changer jumps up and down and barks with excitement. Time to put the plan in motion, you say. First, transform the ship into a, like some sort of animal carrier or something like that. Understood, Spaceship says. The ship starts to grow around you. The back area, where you normally just walk outside, transforms once again into a large cargo space. You walk towards the back windows and look into the cargo space. It's the perfect environment for cats and dogs. Spaceship's little robots are busy at work, making it the perfect space, spreading out little fake lawns for them to hang out on and play on, little dog and cat houses, food and water for them to eat and drink, and lots of different toys being 3D printed for them to play with. Okay, next step, shrink down the ship. Shrinking ship now. The ship begins to glow around you once again, and it slowly shrinks down, smaller and smaller and smaller. As it does, the world and all of the things around you start to get bigger and bigger and bigger. until you're no bigger than a little fly. You pilot the ship throughout the air. The gusts of wind feel much stronger than they did before, but you're able to steer the ship pretty easily. You fly through Rex's camp towards the coordinates that spaceship's given you, the place where most of the dogs and cats are being held. You fly around all of the huge T-Rex-shaped spaceships until you get to a very large one. Luckily, a whole bunch of little robots are still flying in and out of the ships, so it's easy to gain entry. Once inside, Spaceship begins giving you directions throughout the various hallways inside the ship. You wind left and right, you go up and down, until eventually you come to a huge holding area. As you enter, it looks a little bit like the holding area on the ship, but darker and, well, the food looks worse, probably. You see hundreds and hundreds of the cutest little dogs and the cutest little cats you've ever seen. They seem to get along fine, but none of them are really into talking. "All right, time to take out the cameras," you say to Spaceship. "Understood." You carefully navigate Spaceship up and around one of the cameras. Compared to your current size, the camera's gigantic. You carefully land the spaceship on the side of it, and Spaceship initiates a connection, sending a series of wires into the camera. "Hacking camera now," Spaceship says. "Capturing video footage. Looping video footage. Loop complete." As soon as you hear that, and you know that the camera is now playing a loop of the same footage, the footage of all the cats and dogs actually being in the room, you fly the spaceship up above the cats and dogs. "Activate shrink ray," you order. A bright blue light flies out of the spaceship. It spreads out to cover all the cats and the dogs in a sort of cone shape. And the dogs and cats begin to shrink, smaller and smaller and smaller, until they're about the same size you are. You fly the ship down to the ground, finding the groups of confused cats and dogs, who are looking around them, wondering why the world or the room got so much bigger. As soon as you land Spaceship, you open up the back hatch. You and Changer run outside. Changer, currently in the form of a dog, transforms slightly to look more like the dogs on this world. Then he begins to bark and growl and make other interesting noises. The dogs, hearing whatever it is that Changer's telling them, snap to attention. They calm down and they sit down in place. Then Changer transforms into a cat just like the cute little cats on this planet. Once again, he begins meowing. He makes strange whining noises, and he even seems to lick his paws and brush them on the top of his head in a very suspicious manner. Soon, the cats become less irritated as well. Their tails stop wagging, and they lay down on the ground too. As soon as you see that all the cats and dogs are nice and calm, Changer begins giving them other orders, telling them to stand, telling them to walk onto the ship. It's kind of cool to watch him transform back and forth from a dog to a cat to communicate with each side, but he does it with absolute ease. Soon the cats and dogs are carefully walking into their new little temporary home on the spaceship. Once they're all aboard, you and Changer run onto the ship as well. You repeat the same process really quickly, flying out of the spaceship, finding the other location where the cats and dogs are being held, taking over the video cameras, and then using Changer to slowly talk to the cats and dogs, convince them you're there to help, and get them onto the ship. Well, spaceship, we've got all the cats and dogs. I think we better get out of here before Rex realizes what's going on. Understood, spaceship says. And just as he does, the alarm goes off. You hear Rex's voice come on the intercom throughout all of the ships, the insides and outsides of them.
Attention, all robots! We seem to have an unwanted guest. Close all doors, lock all entrances, and don't let anything, and I mean even a tiny little fly, escape the spaceship.
Red lights flash on and off as a strange alarm sound goes on around you. You decide you have to act very, very quickly, since the doors on every side seem to be shutting around you. You quickly jump in the driver's seat, press forward on the throttle as quickly as you can, and grab hold of the steering wheel. The ship jerks to life, flying forward at incredibly fast speed, especially for such a tiny ship. You sneak out the first set of doors just before they close, and then you hit the boosters to head down the next hallway. You zap across the hallway, slowing down just in time to turn the corner, fly around the next door, and begin heading straight for the outside. As you approach the final exit, you see the doors slowly closing. Huge doors big enough to let in giant robots and that sort of thing. Once again, you aim the ship perfectly for the center of the doors. You press forward on the throttle, and before you know it, you fly through the open doors just before they close. But you're not out of things yet. You don't want to make the ship bigger yet, since it'll be harder to maneuver around. But with all of the ships on full alert, you're worried you might get spotted. You quickly wind your way through all of the different robots and spaceships flying above this cat and dog planet. You narrowly dodge them by moving left and right, winding up and down and around them, until you slowly make your way above each and every one. Alright, spaceship, let's get back to normal size, you command. The ship begins to glow around you, as well as all of the people and animals inside it. Together, you grow larger and larger and larger, until you're your normal size once again. You press forward on the throttle, blasting straight out of the atmosphere and out into space. Let's hit hyperdrive before Rex realizes we're out of here, you command. Understood, spaceship says. Spaceship suddenly jumps to super hyperdrive. You watch as all of the stars in the surrounding area go from solid stars to streaks of light once again. Now we just have to find a new planet for these things, you say. Understood, spaceship says. I will send out probes. With that in mind, you decide to go hang out with some of your new friends. Want to go see if everybody's okay? You say to Changer. Changer barks twice in response. Once again, Changer shifts its form just slightly to look like the dogs and the cats from this alien planet. As you walk out into the cargo area, you see all the cats and dogs look over towards you. Before long, there's dogs jumping up and down beside you, and cats winding in between your legs. You head over to one of the artificially grassy areas that the robots created. As you lay down on the grass, the dogs and cats all cuddle up together, some of them on your lap, some of them beside you, and you just pet their soft fur. It seems to relax you a lot, and your body starts to get a little bit sleepy. You slowly and carefully lay down on the grass. The dogs and cats move around you, and they begin to cuddle up on all sides. You allow your heavy eyes to close, and your body soon relaxes and sinks down into the soft grass. And with each out-breath, you drift a little bit further off until your mind begins to wander away to dreams of new adventures and new things to come. Good night, everyone.